If you own or manage several radio stations, you may be wondering if combining them all into one website is better than keeping them all on separate websites. Well, today we'll cover the advantages and disadvantages of both methods.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Yeah, we're in the business of getting more visitors and more revenue with our radio stations, and this podcast covers the online portion of that equation. Hey, before we get into today's topic, please like and subscribe wherever you get this podcast, whether you're listening to the podcast or if you're actually watching it on our YouTube channel. Just do a search for Better Radio Websites there and hit that like and subscribe button. Well, today we're talking about multi-station websites versus the single website hub. And if you own or manage several radio stations, you may be wondering which one is right for you. Well, today we're going to cover the advantages and disadvantages of both of those methods. Just don't let one of the factors that we mentioned today be the reason that you choose one or the other, because it's really a multifaceted decision. And there's a lot of variables that go into that decision. Number one, yes, there's a definite cost factor. Combining several radio station websites into one website hub, that's going to reduce your website cost. I mean, would you rather pay for one website or pay for six websites? All right. So yeah, there's going to be a cost reduction if you combine all of your websites into just one. And if you have multi-stations, and each one of those radio stations have their own domain name, each of those domains can forward to a page on that main website hub. So you don't have to worry about, you know, switching out all of your branding once you do combine all of the websites into one website host. The Kiss FM can still point to Kiss FM, but when people go to Kiss FM, they're going to go to a page on yourhometownnews.com or something like that. So cost factor can be one of the elements, but don't let cost be the only decision maker in this process. Don't stop the podcast now. No, he said it's going to be cheaper to do that, so let's do that. No, don't stop. Let's keep going. Number two, time commitment. Yes, it's going to take you far less time and resources to update one website versus multiple radio station websites. But if you have a digital content manager on your staff, they can easily handle updating multiple websites with the same information. I mean, if you do have multiple websites, you could be duplicating. Let's say you have a contest on multiple stations and it's the same contest, but maybe the graphics change or something like that. It's going to be a whole lot easier to update on one website versus four or five or six websites. All right. So there is a time constraint in that as well. But again, if you have a digital content manager that can handle that, then that's not going to be a really big deal for them. But if that digital content manager is the morning show guy and the news guy and one of your sellers, well, then he may not have time to update five or six radio station websites. So sure. But keep that time management into the factors as well. So there's time and there's budget. And number three is brand awareness. A single website can create a unified front. You have all of your programs, all of your stations, all of the features that your radio station offers on one website. And that can make it a whole lot easier to find. And I mean, if you're on one single website and there's a menu item for this station or this feature, this contest, whatever, it can be in the main menu of this one single website. So it's a unified front, having all of your assets in one basket, so to say. However, it can reduce user experience and engagement. Now, experience is how easy and enjoyable your website is to navigate. And then engagement is how often I want to come back and experience and interact with your website. Think of it from a listener's perspective. A listener may feel less connected to a big website hub rather than their favorite radio station that the branding is on every single page and that they feel a little bit more connected to that radio station because they're on a single website. They don't have to worry about seeing something about the rock station. If they're on a country station or they're on a rap station, they don't have to worry about seeing something from the jazz or the country or anything like that. So it kind of creates a brand experience once they go to a single website that could be a whole lot better than going to a major website hub because it may contain a bunch of stuff that they're really not interested in. And if they're seeing a bunch of stuff that they're really not interested in, they're not really engaging with the website. It's just kind of passe. And it's like, okay, well, I guess my favorite radio station is not a really big deal anymore. And so we don't want to kind of aid into that mentality because there are so many options out there that the listeners could be listening to and engaging with. So having them on a single website with an all-encompassing brand experience, that is going to be a whole lot better than just putting the station on a page on a major website hub. All right, number four is SEO challenges. If you have all of your websites on a single website hub, that can be a whole lot better for SEO for certain keywords, but just horrible for station-related keywords. Let's take the example that you have a news website, and on this news website, you have, let's say it's a local news website, and then you have your five or six radio stations as pages on this local news website. That is a trend that is really picking up now. It's going to be a whole lot better for your SEO for the keywords about the news and the events and the obituaries and the other things around your local community. That's going to be great for you. However, if somebody does a search for country radio in your town or country music or rock music in your town, your radio stations are not going to be found very high in those search results because especially if you are competing with another similar station in your area, because that station, if it has a single website and all of their pages have the keywords for top 40 music or hip hop this or country that, then it's going to do a whole lot better in search results. I actually went into one of the markets that one of our stations or one of our groups has an all-encompassing news website, and all of their stations have pages on that website. And I did a search for country radio this town. They were like 7th or 8th or 9th in the search results, and their competitor was first. So, do you want to rank higher for that those kinds of keywords, or would you rather rank higher for local news? You could actually do both if you had a local news hub that you made a bunch of local news on, and then you just promoted it on each of the individual station websites. So you could get the best of both worlds in doing that. However, that is something that is very, very important to kind of keep in mind, that if you want to be found in search for station-specific keywords, then the multi-site, single site is really not the way to go. You would have to keep your website separate in order to be found with those keywords. So SEO and being found and that brand awareness really needs to be a part of your thinking in this. And lastly, is sellable real estate. Now, each of your stations may have a customized page or two on your multi-station single website, but it's going to have a whole lot more options if they have each one of your stations has a singular website. What I like to think about it is, think if you have a station, let's say a country station, and then you have a swap shop programming on there. You likely have one of those clients in town who loves to advertise on your country station, even if it's really not the best for their business. They love the station. They listen to it throughout the day. And so they like to hear their spots on it and whatnot. So they want to be a sponsor for this swap shop programming. If this swap shop feature is on your big local hub, then it may be a harder sell for them. Of course, you could tell them, but look, you know, all of our station visitors are coming to this website hub. So you're not only getting the country station, you're getting listeners from all the other stations as well. So there's an argument there, but it may be an easier sell for them if they are a sponsor for, let's say, the Swap Shop on the single country radio station website, because it's a part of their brand. That's a part of their audience. They may not be interested in other audiences, advertising to them. So that is something to think of also. So how do you choose the best option for your particular market? There's really no definitive answer. What we're doing here is just giving you things to think about so you can make the best choice that you can. Here's some things to evaluate. Your goals. What are you trying to achieve with your online presence? Do you want to increase your reach, your revenue, your loyalty, your reputation? How do you want to increase those? One of those are going to be a little bit different than the others. One of those options of whether putting all of your eggs in one basket or each station having their own website, that's going to depend on the goals. And the goals may be different for each radio station. All right. It's also going to depend on your audience. Who are you trying to attract and retain with your online presence? What are their needs, their preferences, and their behaviors? That's going to play into this as well, because they may not take too well to having their favorite radio station just be a page on a website hub. That means less engagement and less repeat visitors. So you could be saving some money, but then less visitors come to your website. So you have to charge less for the banner ads. And so you eventually start losing money over time. Another thing to consider is your branding, and this includes SEO. How do you want to present yourself and differentiate your radio stations from your competition? And this also includes, what do you want to be found on search by? That's all encompassing in the branding efforts. Do you want to be able to be found when somebody does a search for top 40 music station in your market, or would you rather be found by local news in your market or local events, that sort of thing? It's also going to depend on your budget. Don't let this be the only factor that influences your decision. But yes, how much do you have to spend on the web design, ongoing maintenance, hosting, that sort of thing? Time factor is in there as well, because time is money. And lastly, it could depend on your sellers as well. Do you have salespeople who are able to sell multiple radio station websites? There are some sellers out there who just don't know anything about online selling, so they refuse to do it. So look into each one of those, and hopefully that will give you some insight into the best route to take, whether merging all of your radio station websites into one or keeping them separate. Again, don't let budget be the only factor in this. If you want to merge your radio stations into one website, we do recommend that the major hub of the website be local news, local events, that sort of thing, rather than a marketing hub. If the very first homepage does not change daily, then you're going to start losing visitors over time, because then you have to rely on each one of those pages to convert. Because if you clicked off of that station page, you're more than likely, whenever you click a post or an event or a contest or something like that, you're going to see that main site branding on that website. There's no really way to get around that, because they're all on a single website domain. And each one of those domains are going to have the major, whatever your local news post or something like that is. If you bring people back to the front page and it's not updated with regular information, then you're going to start losing people over time. As a matter of fact, we have a bunch of links to some of our clients that have news portals as their homepage. And so, and this is basically the website that they're promoting. Their domains for each radio station do point to the station pages there, but they're not really worried about keeping them on that homepage or engage with those station stuff. It's more of a local news. We're just getting them in to keep them there with the information that we are providing on a daily basis. And some of them do very, very well doing that with local news, local sports. They've added in some ABC and some other format news importing as well. So while combining the websites can be less time consuming and it can be a whole lot more cost effective, the former program director in me really, really prefers each radio station have their own website, because every radio station has their own energy, their own branding, their colors, everything about it. It's their personality, and that should come through with their radio station website as well. When I hear a radio station, I should be able to go online and get that same kind of feel and experience. And while we can do that on a regular station page, every time I click, I get to see that logo, and it's just an all-encompassing thing for me. That's just me. I'm not paying your bills, so I'm just giving you my opinion on that one. We're here to support you no matter what decision that you make. If you want to combine all of your radio station websites into one or keep them all separate, we'd love to help you on both of those. Reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Hopefully the information that we have given this week helps you make a decision. Hopefully it doesn't confuse you a whole lot more. But reach out to us if you have any questions at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit betterradiowebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.